having me. I'm really excited to discuss this topic because it's an area of discussion that's been consuming my life for the past few years. One of the if I were to project the perhaps 3 to 5 years of machine-based systems, I think one of the trends that I'm starting to see is that formerly, only a few years ago, our discussions about AI ethics, data, or robotics have been about the concerns, that the issues that the public or different stakeholder groups have to address. But there wasn't a collaborative mechanism or a framework to start to address them. One of the positive trends that I'm seeing is that we are shifting the gears a little bit to talk about these solution-driven approaches. For example, the UK, about a few months ago, have published their worksheets or tool sets to enable data scientists or those who use data in their systems to check for their own ethics of or biases of their own systems. That kind of new initiatives towards solution-driven model exists, which is very positive, and I'm expecting that to take much more of a concrete shape in the future. And that also includes the global initiative by IEEE that Konstantinos has mentioned, being able to shape standards around the issues of AI ethics, for example. That in itself is fairly new. It is also one of the trends that I foresee to be something that'll take place in the future as well. I think there is also in that line of thought of solution-driven dialogues, I think we're also starting to see a specific type of solutions where we're really starting to empower the data scientists or practitioners or technologists to take on this particular challenge and be involved as part of the solution. So it's not that we have specific ethics commissioner who will be in charge of a particular technology company's AI ethics, for example. But the approach is very much towards how do we ensure that every step of the design can include the thoughts about human values, ethics? How do we ensure that the ideas of trust or transparency can be included in every step of the way? I think there is dialogue that is starting to take shape there. One of the examples that I will talk about is my work with Generation R, which is a consultancy that I've started, which I'm also on leave from at the moment. Generation R, a few years ago, a year ago, we have been able to create what is called an AI ethics roadmap for a particular enterprise organization. And that particular roadmap mapped out what are some of the risk areas that this particular company and this particular application of AI have that they can actually start to mitigate the risks as they're developing and mitigating, developing and deploying these systems. Now, this year, even the conversation about having an AI ethics roadmap is changing. There's more people talking about application-specific discussions about risk mitigations of having an algorithm that automates part of an organization's process. This year, we have been able to look at more specifics of each of these risk areas that we have discussed last year. And one of them is on the idea of biases in data sets. This particular company, Technical Safety BC, was concerned with, we have this big data and we have predictive model that's being run on top of it. What are some of the biases that we inherently have in our data set or the way we are creating models around that data set that will be perpetuated, that will be problematic for our business? what are some of the key biases so that we can start to mitigate those risks? That also is a very detailed implementation-based approach discussion. Now,